This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Excuse me, this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. Be here tonight in the name of Jesus. Grant people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests. But most of all, the salvation will go forth that the kingdom of God may grow in the name of Jesus. That the anointed Spirit of God rest upon our lives in Jesus' precious and holy name. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. There's any sin that so easily beset us. We just shake it off and actually put in the seal of forgiveness, cast as far as the east is from the west. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you have a Bible, amen, I can open up to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and we're looking at verse 6. And the word of God says, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about, are you determined to do more for God in 2024? Are you determined to do more for God in 2024? Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So all praise, all glory, and honor goes to God. Will you commit yourself to do more for God in 24? Bible says in Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21, hallelujah. The word says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or thank according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without. Amen. Will you do more for God in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a question only you can answer. Only you can make the determination on doing more for God and his kingdom in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul here is encouraging the Ephesians to do more for God because he reminds them that the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, not unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Yes, beloved, when we look at this scripture, we see here it reminds us of the incredible, limitless power of God. It is a power that resides within us. It is a power that is not dormant or idle. It is this power that I'm talking about, the power of the Holy Spirit. It is active and transformed. It is active and transformative and life-altering. Yes, the Apostle Paul here is speaking of God's power that is at work within us, a power that is able to do exceedingly more than all we can ask or imagine. This is an active power that is constantly at work, a power that is constantly moving, constantly shaping us into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A question may be asked here tonight about how do we harvest or direct this power in our lives. We do this first by prayer, and then through faith, also by the study of God's word, and through obedience to his command. Yes, are you determined to do more for God in 2024, for God and his kingdom? Yes, child of God, when we look at faith, when we look at what it is, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we drop down a little bit further, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Also know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God just don't want us to be hearers of the word, but he wants us to be doers of the word. So, child of God, faith is the key that unlocks the power of God within us. Faith is. Without, we have to understand that everything that we get from God is by faith. Yes, salvation comes by faith. And it is a free gift of God. Healing comes by faith. Bible says, whoever believes, I'll report. Part of Isaiah 53:1. When we drop down to Isaiah 53:5, it says Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, cast down our pieces upon him, with his stripes we are healed. So, believer in Christ, it is through faith that we believe in the unseen and in the promises of God and the power of his resurrection. This is all done through faith. That's why when we get a little bit weary, that's why when we doubt comes to set in our heart, we have the hope that abides within us. We are the Holy Spirit that have sealed us until the day of redemption. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, through faith, we believe in the unseen that is not seen yet, but we believe that it can come and manifest itself from the unseen to the seen. And we also believe in the promises of God, because the promises of God in him is yea, and in him is amen, and the power of his resurrection. Yes, when Jesus died, he was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power on high. So all power had been given to him in heaven as well as here on earth. As believers in Christ, it is through faith that we trust in God's goodness and in his love and in his plan for our lives. Yes, we are reminded of what the word says here in the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 29:11 says, hallelujah. Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth, my thoughts are greater than your thoughts here on earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, it is through faith that we believe in the unseen. And it is through faith that we believe in the promises of God and the power of his resurrection. It is through faith that we trust in his goodness, in his love, and in his plans for our lives. Well, I'm reminded of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is through faith that we step out in obedience, even when the path ahead is uncertain or the task at hand seems impossible. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, another way for us to harness or to direct God's power is through prayer. You see, beloved, it is through prayer that we communicate with our Heavenly Father, so that we can express our needs, our desire, our fears, and our hope. It is through prayer that we seek God's guidance, his wisdom, and his strength. Yes, my brother and sister in Christ, it is through prayer that we align our will with God, so that we can surrender our plans to him, so that we can yield our lives to his control. Yes, my brother and sister in Christ, prayer is needed, as is our well reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people would just call on my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, and will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Indeed, we serve a mighty God, the God that sits high, but look low, a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head, a God that has all power in his hand. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am in 2024. Yes, believer in Christ, it is through studying God's word that we gain wisdom, understanding, and discernment. And it's through God's word that we are equipped for every good work that prepares us for every challenge that arises in our lives. I'm reminded of 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we commit ourselves to do more, God, in 2024, we may have resistance at some point because we know we have an enemy, the devil, who goes around seeking who he may devour. The devil, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But John 10:10 said, the thief only come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came. Excuse me. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So commit yourself to doing more for God and his kingdom in 2024, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in higher places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand there for having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, always praying with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you have to understand the forces that we are fighting. The forces that come against us is not in the natural. It starts out in the spirit. We're not fighting or wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, evil spirits, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Yes, we know that the devil, the devil is a fallen angel. We know that he has been placed here on planet Earth and causing havoc among the brethren. He is the orchestrator of evil. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's a liar now in 2024. So we must put on the whole armor of God, and we may be able to, resist the evil forces of the enemy. We must take a stand for the life that we live, by our salvation. It's a gift from God. It is. We receive it by faith. So we must understand that everything that we do is by faith. Everything that we receive from God is by faith. The word says, every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who have no variousness or shadow of turning. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need within our lives from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, let us run this race with perseverance, not being a spectator on the sideline, but being a participator in the race. Hallelujah. In that race that have been assigned to us running, fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must endure with perseverance and supplication because of all the saints. Commit yourself to doing more for God in 2024. Yes, we must understand that we have a job that we must do. We have a ministry to fulfill. We have our walk with God that has been predetermined before we was born in our mother's womb. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, another way that we can harvest or direct God's power is by observing God's command. Even God is through obedience that we demonstrate our love for God, that we also shows our commitment to God's kingdom, and also we prove our faithfulness to his covenant. As believers in Christ, it is through obedience to God that we experience God's blessing, his favor, and his protection. It is through obedience that we become vessels of his power, an instrument of his grace, and a channel of his love, his blessing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Always remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2024. Always remember this, that the Christian journey is one of ongoing change in which we leave the comforts of shadow water, leave the comfort of shadow water and step into the deep waters of transformation. Yes, we must go deeper in our walk with Christ. We must go further than ever before, trusting God, standing on his word. People of God, deep in the heart of every true disciple of Christ is a deep longing for more of God. Yes, beloved, to truly know God is to love him. The Bible says in John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Believe in Christ. If you love Jesus, both the Father and the Son, they will both come and manifest themselves to you through the Spirit of truth who dwells in you. Commit yourself to doing more for God in 2024. Child of God, your heart desire should be in 2024. Should be to do more for God. For God to do more for him. Because he loves us. He's the one that is keeping us. He's the one that delivered us. He's the one that's growing us in the things of God. He's the one, hallelujah, that has the last word in every situation that we go through. He is the one that is keeping us. Bible says in the book of Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and under his wings from this day forward. Where it says in John 14, verse 15, even you love me. Keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Believe in Christ. If you love Jesus, both the Father and the Son will manifest themselves to you. Spirit of truth who dwells in you. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, our heart desire in 2024 should be more to obtain more of God and less of us. Are you determined to do more for God in 2024? It is a choice that you will make.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live.
need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Lord God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, we are talking about, are you determined to do more for God in 2024? It is a choice and decision that you must make right from the start of the year. We are almost at the end of January, getting ready to step over God's will and Jesus' tarrying into February. God is good and worthy to be praised. He have grant us mercy and grace each and every day of our lives thus far. He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. That's the type of God that we serve. He is a God that is highly concerned about our well-being. Hallelujah. It may be one or maybe some of the sound of my voice right now that listening. We just want to know that we thank God for you. We thank God for those that be listening in at a later time. We pray that the anointing of the Spirit of God will rest upon his word, that the word of God will bring forth encouragement and exhortation into your life. We want to take the time just to say thank you, hallelujah, for tuning in, and I guess you would invite others to listen to the broadcast as well. We are able, through the use of the internet, be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for that particular tool. We thank God for his anointing being upon our lives, and God trusted us through the use of the internet to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. So whatever you are believing God for at this moment, we just want to agree with you. First of all, if it's in line with the will of God for your life, we don't want to go ahead of God. We just want to, because we serve right now, God. Our God is not too early, not too late. He's a God that's always on time. I would say if any two of us come in agreement that such anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So whatever need that you are praying about, whatever prayer request that you brought before God in 2024. We just touch and agree that God's will be done, that the answer will come to you quick and in a hurry. But only God knows where your level of faith is. He knows, hallelujah, how to bring the answer to you. So position yourself to receive from God. Yes, there may be an answer that he'll send your way. It may not be what you want to hear, but it probably is what you need to hear. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight, I'm talking about, are you determined to do more for God in 2024? Beloved, another way we can harvest or direct God's power in our lives is by obeying God's commands. Yes, people of God, it is through obedience that we demonstrate our love for God, that we show our commitment to God and to his kingdom. And we also prove our faithfulness to his covenant. We serve a good God, a God that is a covenant God, a God that hallelujah, that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. So believer in Christ, it is through obedience to God that we can experience God's blessing, his favor, and his protection. I'm going to say it again, those that are listening in. Hallelujah. It is, child of God, it is through obedience to God that you can experience God's blessing, his favor, and his protection. It is through obedience that you can become a vessel of his power, an instrument of his grace, and a channel of his love. If this is bare to be repeated, believer in Christ, it is through obedience to God that you can experience God's blessing, his favor, and his protection. And it is through obedience that you will become a vessel of his power, an instrument of his grace, and a channel of his love. Always remember this in 2024. That the Christian journey is one of ongoing change in which we leave the comfort zone of our well-being and we step forth into shallow waters and step deeper into water of transformation. Yes, people of God, deep in the heart of every true believer in Christ is a deep longing for more of God, to know him more and better each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, to truly know God is to love God. To truly know him is to love him. When we look at the book of John, 14th chapter, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. As a believer in Christ, if you love Jesus, both the Father and the Son will manifest themselves to you through the Spirit of truth who dwells in you. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agrees as one. So commit yourself to do more for God in 2024. Yes, child of God, your heart desire in 2024 should be more of God and less of me. More of God in involving his kingdom work. More of God in each and every decision that we make. Yes, my brothers, the sisters in Christ, they are reminded of Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, child of God, a person's top priority can either be God, money, or selfish motives, but cannot be both. As believers, beloved, as believers in Christ, we need to pursue God's kingdom and his righteousness in 2024. And he will take care of our needs one day at a time. So believer in Christ, you put God first when you worship him and praise him, also by thanking him and trusting him and realizing on him rather than on ourselves or anyone else. As well, I'm reminded of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, what is your true commitment to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am? When we look at the word commitment, it means the act of committing oneself, promising oneself to another. Commitment requires you to make a conscious choice to do something. We are living in the last in days considered as the last days. Our commitment is lacking. For instance, when your marriage rate, the divorce rate in marriages, families are higher now than ever before, even in the Christian marriages. Those in the church are divorcing left and right because people don't want to commit anymore. People want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. So remember that true commitment is more than involvement. True commitment has a cost to pay. And true commitment for God and towards God is done by giving priority to God. Remember what I said earlier? You must put first thing first. And that's why, again, relating to Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, what things? Things will be added unto you. Take care of God's house and he'll take care of yours. Take care of God's business and he'll get involved in your business to make sure that it's taken care of. So child of God, our top priority should be on the things of God and nothing else. Our top priority should be to make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior of our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at Matthew 16, verse 24, it says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If any man, including one man, will come after me, talking about Jesus, let him or her deny themselves and take up the cross and follow. So beloved, Jesus is telling here that if we truly want to follow him, then everything else in our lives has to be denied. And for you to give Jesus Christ the number one priority in your life is a choice that you must make in 2024. Because if Jesus is not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. So take up your cross, which means sacrificially to be concerned about others and being concerned about God and the kingdom of God. You must be willing, ready to go wherever God will lead us. Yes, beloved, also make a commitment to grow spiritual and never give up on learning and applying God's word to our lives. It's a decision that we must make, a quality decision, knowing that the world is behind us and the cross is before us, knowing that greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we all have been called with a divine calling in our lives. You see, when God called you, he also equipped you and he gives you the gifts and talent to you in order to accomplish that call. So using your God-given talent, gifts, for the glory of God should be your determination in 2024. Yes, beloved, every one of us has been truly blessed with God-given talent. God-given talent as we crossed over in 2024. Romans 12, verse 6 and 8 says, talent and gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us by the prophecy. Let us prophesy. Prophecy. Let us wait and profit according to the proportion of faith in ministry. Let us wait on our ministry. Are he that teacheth on teaching? Are he that exhort on exhortation? He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness will be rewarded. Yes, beloved, there are two main ways to use your God-given talents and gifts. You can use them at work, even in the ministry that God has entrusted you with. And you can use them to serve others. Yes, child of God, the world needs to see and needs to see the manifestation of the brothers and sisters of the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Because we were created with unique gifts and talent. And the world needs us to use them. The world needs to see the power of God working in and through our lives. Here, we look at the word. It says in 1 Peter 4, verse 10, it says, as every man had received the gift, even so ministered the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, believer in Christ, it is time for you to start using the gifts and talent that God have given you. If you know what God have gifted you with, go and do. Don't wait. Don't go ahead and go ahead and get started. In other words, if you know what God have gifted you with and asked you to do, do not wait around. Go ahead and get started. Because once you take that step of faith, God will have something to bless you. Spiritual news alert. Every person who have been born of the Spirit and who declared that Jesus Christ is Lord has been supernaturally endowed with gifts from God. You see, these gifts are supernatural grace that are imparted by the Spirit of God. God has graced every one of his children with miraculous gifts that are beyond his or her own natural ability. Yes, always be mindful. Always be mindful of this, that God gives us gifts and talent, and then he expects us to use them. So regardless of their size, as you do them, God will begin to bless the work of your hand. He'll be able to bless you and give you a spiritual gift to use for the expansion of God's kingdom. And God expects you to use your God-given gift for his glory? Are you determined to do more for God in 2024? It is a decision that you must make. It is a decision that will help you along the way. Yes, commit yourself to doing more for God's kingdom in 2024. Yes, believer in Christ, remember it is through faith that we believe in the unseen and the promises of the present, promises and the promises of God and the power of his resurrection. Again, it is through faith that we trust in his goodness and in his love and in his plan for our lives. And beloved, it is through faith in God, faith in him, that we can step out in obedience, even when the path ahead is uncertain or the task at hand seems impossible. See, child of God, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all the honor belongs to him. We are reminded in the book of Isaiah, 5 verse 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call upon me, and I will answer thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about, are you determined to do more for God in 2024? That should be our determination. It should be something that we are focused on all through the year, this year, because we did good in 2023, but 2023 is behind us. 2024 is a new year. Our slate has been wiped clean. Hallelujah. It's a year of new beginning and new start. So it would help us, hallelujah, to do more for God, because we're going to be accountable to him for everything that we say and do while we're here on planet Earth. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us get busy. Let us, whatever we do for Christ will last. Let us quit putting it on the back burner. Let us go forth in faith, believing God. Hallelujah, that whatever ministry that he has assigned to us, whatever our race that have been preordained for us to run in, let's get in our own lane and run this race without, hallelujah, shaking off that sin that so easily beset us. And let us run with patience and perseverance. Hallelujah, knowing that if God be for us, what can be against us? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Also, Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So commit yourself to do more for God and his kingdom in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. Also remember what John 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Believe in Christ. If you love Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, both the Father and the Son will manifest themselves to you through the Spirit of truth who dwells in you. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, commit yourself to doing more for God in 2024. child of God, your heart desire in 2024 should be more of God and less of me. More of God being involved in his kingdom work. More to do more. Winning souls for the glory of God. For the word says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Hallelujah. But he that wins souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And each and every day, as we cross paths with people, give us boldness to speak your word in spirit and in truth. Help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Prop us up on every leaning side. Where it says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those that wait on the Lord, we shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious holy name we pray. The God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, our top priority in our spiritual walk with Christ is to put Jesus first as Lord and Savior of our lives, in all areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful and thankful. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching this evening. We hope that you enjoyed it and that you gleaned some information you can use in your life. If so, please share the number, 347-826-9424. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. Share that number with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. Again, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Until we meet again on Friday evening, unless the Lord say different, we'll see you again on Friday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.